You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Thursday. That means the NFL week starts again. We've got Cowboys and Bears tonight. You'll listen to it here. Tough game to pick, I think.
It is. Done some research, though.
It's is it Cowboys minus -3?
Yes.
Technically?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a tough game to pick. I do want to thank Jake from State Farm for texting in a giant blow-up. It's a Coors Light bottle. But it's an inflatable balloon from back in the day. He says, I'll buy Craig his first Coors Light at the Texter party on the 20th. Very nice. Very nice. All right. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776 is the phone number. I have more information on entertainment around the Super Bowl. We already know what the halftime show is. We know some other acts that will do.
National Anthem?
I don't have the anthem yet. That's always a big prop bet, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Over or under 2 minutes and other said things. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into all that. Pete's got a quiz slash list and all that coming up here on the program. And later on in the show, probably at the 5 o'clock hour, we'll get into this more. Those that listen to the show know about newly engaged guy, basically got engaged here through the show.
We went through it. It was a journey.
Yeah.
You know, it was like The Hobbit, you know, the journey.
They've broken
it off. An unexpected journey.
From Milan to Malinsk. Minsk. Minsk.
Rochelle.
Rochelle. So he's broken it off. He's newly single guy again. And we're going to try and get to the bottom of this at the 5 o'clock hour. So with all that on our plate, if you want to jump on at any time, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Last night, the Florida Everblades lost to the Jacksonville Icemen in a shootout. Blades back in action Friday night at Hertz. They host the South Carolina Stingrays. San Francisco 49ers have suspended radio analyst Tim Ryan after he said on a Bay Area radio station that Lamar Jackson's dark skin helps him disguise the dark football when running fake handoffs in their read heavy offense. And tonight, as Craig said, Thursday night football starts at 8 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN. Bears hosting the Cowboys.
Probably the last time, I don't know, I think that we'll mention the Tim Ryan story today. I mean, I didn't want to do 4 hours on it. We mentioned it quite a bit in the first hour, as you heard Chris say. He mentioned on a radio broadcast, he's the color analyst for the 49ers, and on a radio broadcast later that week at KMBR in San Francisco, said that Lamar Jackson is really aided in his play action and his fakes. Because of his dark skin, dark ball, dark jerseys, he's been suspended for a game. I know Tim Ryan. I've known him for 15 years very well. Vouched for him that this was more of a unnecessary slip-up than he. I mean, he's not a racist person. Not at all. He is white, in case you didn't know. But it was just a slip-up. Anyway, if you wanted to comment on whether the one-game suspension was too much, just right, or if we're making too big of a deal out of it, the number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Got some more texts coming in. Country Sucks has texted in and says, I'm surprised that Craig did not yee-haw during the Nirvana intro. That's Nirvana.
True.
I would not do that.
Yeah, but you did it during...
I did it yesterday as a mistake.
Oh, what was it?
It was a country-sounding riff that went into some sort of rock
and roll. No, it wasn't. It was a R&B song, or
well,
it was a rap song.
Well, I don't know what it was, obviously, and I made a mistake. And you guys love it when I make mistakes.
No,
I mean it's not like I didn't know the name of a Thin Mint, Pete Shepard. I mean, I should have brought you some Thin Mints today. That's what I should have done. But no, I made a mistake. Chris is researching to find my. See, you guys just like to pile on my mistakes. He's feverishly going back there looking for the song.
Mad Duck in Naples was newly engaged guy, the one who was going to move away from the beach. No, he did move away from the beach. as far as we know, to Cape Coral. But now he sent a text late last night before we got off the air, said he is back on Fort Myers Beach because hashtag.
It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Back on the, yeah, bread, right, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And this was it.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
Oh, you actually got the tape of me.
Sounds like a yeehaw.
This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We got to do that more often.
Yes, I think we need audio evidence of many arguments and situations on this show. Jabba the Butt texting in, said, did you guys call ahead and check and see if Lansdowne Service has mimosas for Craig? I'll probably stick with the course.
They'll have mimosas. They'll have whatever you want.
Hootie, sticking to the theme that Trubisky is better than Brady. Mitchell Trubisky has a higher completion percentage at 64%. Tom Brady, 61% through the first 13 weeks. Let's see what else we got here. I think that's good. Oh, day late, Tyler Short. I heard he broke it off because she ate her peas one at a time.
That's is that a Seinfeld reference? Yes. Yep. Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Very good. All right. Oh, yes. Yes, Chili Peppers. I know. We got the 10,000 texts right now. Red Hot Chili
Keep
Peppers.
Keep it coming.
There was a Seinfeld reference last night on Survivor.
Was there?
Well, yes.
What did they say? How did you know?
Because it was something that I knew, actually, from the Seinfeld program, and it was at Tribal Council, and everybody just started talking. You don't do that in Survivor because you say too much, and then people know where you stand.
Right.
And one of the contestants goes, well, this is, you know, we should put a big poll out in the middle and have it be Festivus, the airing of the grievances.
Nice.
I thought it was an appropriate reference. She got voted out.
Oh, really?
Yes, she did.
Wow. Right away.
Not right away. I believe we're down to 7 now in Survivor.
Yeah.
And she probably should have been the first or second to go.
Wow. Hates Top Gun, says, I'm ashamed that Craig thought that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that it was country music.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed that you hate Top Gun.
Totino's is
I don't know what's worse, if we're going to be honest here.
Put it on the poll. What's worse?
Totino's is Lansdowne plus one. Yes.
Yes. Bring whoever
bring
you want.
Whoever you want.
Bring whoever you want. The more the merrier. Mm. Well, as long as we're talking about TV shows, Chris, and you're talking about Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch Man vs. Bear last night.
I thought you almost said Mandalorian. You were that close.
No, don't get crazy. So
referenced on South Park this week many times.
Really?
Hysterical,
really?
Wow. Hysterical episode, by the way.
Now, we had the young lady. There were three contestants for this first show. One of them was a lady. Very cute gal. I can't remember.
Bright. Yes.
Paulina Bright?
That's who we spoke with yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, Paulina Bright.
So,
remember?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Is that like 5:30?
Yeah.
Should we play the tape?
Go back to the tape.
Craig introducing her.
She, they've got these contests against these grizzly bears that there's no human on earth that can win. This is a difficult sell. Like the way you win is just to last longer than the other guy and whatever thing you're doing.
Well, one looked like a wheelbarrow race, you know, a bear.
It was
versus
a log, right?
I saw a barrel.
2,000 pounds.
Who can roll?
Meanwhile, the grizzly bear is just rolling it like it's a Tonka toy, and the people they can't get it past the first marker. And then I tuned out for a while, and I came back, and then Paulina was gone. So I don't know if she got. If she was eaten by the bear.
She was not eaten by the bear. She was on the show with us yesterday. You know, the show was obviously taped.
Good point. or she must have been disqualified or beaten out in the contest.
Or is it a round robin type? Will she be back? Maybe she.
No, because the three new contestants next week and then three more the week after that. And then the winner of each show is in the final.
So did our girl win?
No.
Oh.
First one bounced.
First one out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they did like tug of war with a bear.
That wasn't even a contest.
How can it be a contest?
So they're sitting on a ledge over a pond, okay?
Yeah.
The rope, they get the rope is wrapped around them, strapped on around their waist.
That seems dangerous.
Now, if the bear
goes across the lake and then the bear comes up and picks up the other end and gives it all yank with the neck and they're in the water.
Okay, but can the bear get to them in the water? Or is there a barrier?
Thought my wife and I asked the same question.
Okay, is no barrier in between?
It didn't seem like one. The bear didn't seem too interested in going in the water.
I picture a bunch of big game hunter types that you can't see on the side, surrounded with guns. God forbid the bear went crazy.
Right. Trank guns, of course.
Trank guns. Yes, of course. Trank guns.
Catholic Farner says Craig's yeehaw to the Red Hot Chili Peppers is way worse than Pete not knowing snickerdoodles yesterday.
That's
during
true.
Wikipedia.
That is true.
Possibly.
That is true.
It's a fact.
I'm not going to fight that today. I got to pick my battles.
It wasn't even a strong yeehaw either.
Well, because I wasn't sure.
It's like, yeehaw!
I asked several people that lived down here about snickerdoodle, and
every one of
them. One person knew what it was. The other three didn't.
You know, it's a cinnamon.
No, that it, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. That played that knew it was a cinnamon sugar cookie. Once I said, "Do you know it's called snickerdoodle?" One person said, "Yeah." The other one said, "What? Is that a candy?"
The other one said, "What? Yeah. Baba
No,
it did not. Snickerdoodle?
No.
That didn't even make sense.
It's ridiculous.
Snickerdoodle.
Well, they pronounce things and don't know things differently up in the Northeast.
Oh, as opposed to the Midwest, where everything is just absolutely perfect and
kind of
caramel.
Not really.
Caramel.
Improving my point.
I didn't live in caramel. It's not even spelled caramel.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's C-A-R-M-E-L.
Caramel. Caramel.
Yes, thank you, Pete Chipper.
Carmel.
Well, Pete Chipper got it right and you didn't.
Carmel.
Carmel.
Carmel is how you pronounce the one in California.
Really?
It's Carmel by the sea. We're Carmel just in Indiana.
God, I wish there was
That's like my Pebble Beach. I wish
there was a Worcester, Indiana.
No, because we pronounce things correctly there.
It would be Worcester.
Yes, it would be Worcester.
By the way, did you see one of the teams that we had a skittle on yesterday was Leicester City, but it's spelled Leicester.
See, that's just wrong.
Well, they're English.
But
different language.
There's a Leicester from Massachusetts.
No, it's not. It's not a different language, Chris. Jeez. I don't know. Again, this is happening to me more and more. I don't know where to go next on this show. I'm like the.
It's better than yesterday.
Well, what? Yeah.
It's better than yesterday. We're not even.
With the other kind of bear talk? Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sarasota Charles. Like I said, Pete is going to die on that.
You're absolutely right, Chuck.
I'm not. No, I admit it. That's the name of it. I'm just saying I'm not alone when I say it's a little odd. I know what a cinnamon sugar cookie is. I endorse them highly.
Anyway. How about them Bears?
Caramel.
I don't know if I'm talking about the Bears for Chicago
Bears. I'm talking about Chicago Bears.
If I'm talking about gay Bears or if I'm talking about the Bears on the Man vs. Bear TV show last night. I'm totally confused right now.
What is your favorite Bear character? Sugar Bear? Remember Sugar Bear?
The Bear from Dr. Doolittle.
I was
Sugar Bear. Oh, by the way, Robert Downey Jr., that looks hysterical. He's playing Dr. Doolittle.
Do we need to
really?
Do the Dr. Doolittle movie again?
Yeah, I don't think we need to.
I mean, we did do
it.
Eddie Murphy did it. He killed it.
Was he good in it?
Yeah, it was good.
This one looks Robert Downey Jr. doesn't. The trailer I saw.
I don't need Iron Man talking to animals. I don't need it. I'm not going to go see it.
I can't believe I agree.
Remember the song? Did Eddie Murphy sing? Did Eddie Murphy sing the song?
No.
Remember that song that came out? Did you ever have it?
No.
If I could talk to the animals?
I don't remember.
If I could talk to the animals.
Oh,
you never had
it? I do remember that.
See?
Yeah.
See? Don't get snotty with me.
I will tell you this. My least favorite bear, probably Winnie the Pooh. The whole Winnie the Pooh cast really annoys me. So
can Chewie or any of the little guys?
No, Chewbacca. No, Ewoks could be a bear.
Ewoks. I might go Ewoks on that.
Chewbacca's not a bear. I don't know what Chewbacca is.
It's almost like it's bear-like qualities.
Ugga says, hey, Pete, Craig would love the pronunciation of Peabody. What's Peabody?
Peabody.
Give me a break.
No,
seriously.
It's Peabody.
Yes.
Seriously?
It's
you're making that up.
I am not. It's not G, Mr. Peabody from Sherman.
It's Peabody.
It's Peabody. It's not Peabody.
I know.
Terps cast guy is absolutely right. Ted. Yeah. How did I not think of that?
Oh, Ted. Absolutely.
I mean, that runs away with it. That takes the cake.
Remember Sugar Bear, funny. The cereal? That was pretty. Sugar Smacks. Remember Sugar Bear?
Sugar Smacks.
But yeah. Sugar Bear, he was pretty cool. He was like a street guy.
I thought that was a frog. Sugar Smacks?
No, Sugar Smacks was a frog. But Sugar Bear was a post cereal. Yeah. The Sugar Bear was kind of a cool cat, but he was a bear.
Wow.
Rex Harrison, yeah. Dr. Doolittle, the original, yep. Paddington, yes, that counts.
I'm excited for Mitchell Trubisky. Tonight.
I hit my Paddington.
I want to see what the guy can do.
We saw what he can do. He can't do much. You can look at it against some standard teams like Detroit.
But they were 13. Okay, so what is Dallas?
Defensively,
a much better team.
I think there's a lot of talent on that team. Now, some of their players like to smoke weed lately, and they're not going to play
tonight.
That's
fine.
Well, he wasn't going to play anyway.
I'll admit to you fully that they're talented.
Yeah.
But that's not the question I asked. What's the team? Is this a good team?
No, they're an average team, but they're a better average team than the Bears.
They beat teams with bad records.
Which, by the way, at 4:30, are we doing Chris's critiques of power rankings this week?
Because
I got, for the first time, I have a big bone to pick with you, Pete Shepard, and Craig.
Wow. Well, I kind of...
Let Chris finish.
Off the rails with some of your thoughts. You know what? I'm not even going to call them thoughts, because if they were thoughts, then you wouldn't have them ranked three. Anyway, we're going to do that at 4:30.
I didn't even make that many changes.
I know, and that's the problem here. We had a whole week of games, and you didn't make any changes.
No, I did. I just didn't make any radical changes.
I know.
Like, I think I moved Minnesota a lot or something, but I didn't make many changes.
It
was a tweak.
Totinus is wrong against us. Golden Crisp cereal. Yeah, that's the one with Sugar Bear, right? Golden Crisp cereal.
I don't know. Forget.
Yogi Bear. Little Ben. Big Ben. Did you ever read that book?
Big Ben?
There's also a television show for a little while.
About the clock?
The clock?
No. About the bear.
You talk about the whale with the clock.
Big Ben. Big Ben was a story, and I'm surprised you didn't read it as a Ute.
You're going to have to be more clear, because you're not ringing a bell. I'm sure I probably did.
It's about a bear. It was actually a television show back
then.
Big Ben
has a bell.
Yeah.
The clock.
Big Ben was about a guy who lived in the wilderness and was friends with a bear, something like that.
Big Ben was in the second Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special on New Year's Eve.
No, that's going to the baby New Year with the stupid big ears.
He was on the whale that had a clock. His name was Big Ben. That's what I thought of when you said Big Ben.
By the way, the claymation Rudolph stands the test of time. My kid is obsessed with it right now.
Awesome.
Obsessed with it right now.
It was on TV the other night.
I recorded it. I know.
I know. So did we. I mean, we should have them all anyway. It's somewhere on deep. But so wait till Year Without a Santa Claus comes on and introduce them to Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
No, thanks.
You have to.
That's my second favorite one. No, they're hilarious.
They're hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Compare them to him and his brother.
And it's claymation, and it's just
it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. I couldn't get through Christmas without those.
I tell you, it's one of the greatest lines. You know, Snow Miser is a little more cool.
Yeah.
You know, Heat Miser, when Mrs. Claus goes and says, contact Snowy.
Yeah.
He goes, what's a tutti frutti snow cone doing today?
Yep.
Great.
Good times. See,
tutti frutti snow cone.
I've been called Heat Miser in my household quite a bit. Now, when I wake up, I have quite a bit of bedhead. I mean, it's all over. So I've been called Heat Miser.
Yep.
I love it.
So Grizzly Adams lived in the woods.
Okay,
Gentle Ben was the name of the
Gentle Ben. Thank you.
Texters came up with that, not me.
Thank you.
Holy Toledo, yes, I just did Ute. Yes, I do that quite often. Somebody also asked earlier, did I compare a brain freeze to a popsicle headache? Yes, I do that quite often. That's not, it's just my way.
Yeah.
Bumbles do bounce.
Yeah. Bumbles bounce.
Yes, Gentle Ben was the bear.
Gotcha.
TV show.
I don't like where the Cowboys are headed right now. They're not scoring touchdowns when they get in the red zone. They're one of the most penalized teams in the league. I don't like where they're going right now.
God love you. Twice you have tried to make a 180
right
pivot
now, guys.
Back into sports on this game. Because I was just thinking, what is Chris going to put down on the recap of this quarter hour?
On paper, just psychologically, it seems like Dallas is not going to show up tonight because of all this minutia that's going on outside the gridiron. But I have a feeling, not that they're going to rally around Jason Garrett tonight or anything like that. I just think they're a better team, and the Bears are going to give it up on offense to the Dallas Cowboy defense.
I'm convinced the team's not playing for Jason Garrett. I've seen them come off the sideline with him trying to give high fives to everybody, and nobody touches him.
Chicago, like, they got a few injuries, but they're getting Akeem Spence back in the middle of that defense. When he left, their ability to stop the run took a massive hit. Now that he's back in the middle of that defensive line, they can stop the run and be able to drop everybody back in cover.
They got to get Amari Cooper going tonight. He's got to, he's... has not been the same player as he was last year when the Cowboys picked him up.
Yeah.
But I like the Cowboys, and I'll give you the parlay at the end of the show. But I like Dallas.
Ooh.
Tonight.
How about that? It's like he's got his own 900 show going on. I've already got my picks tonight. I'm ready to go.
And I'm holding up my sticky pad for those of you not watching on TV.
I'm staying away from the NFL tonight. I'm all NBA and hockey.
Where has Zeke been? Zeke has 999 yards this year and 7 touchdowns.
He got paid.
His longest
He got paid. It's why you don't pay running backs.
His longest rushing longest rush of the year is 30 yards. The longest by a Cowboys, Dak Prescott, 42 yards. So.
I promised this earlier. Let me follow through with the delivery here. All right, so, and Pete, you can sit this one out because I know you don't like fun and entertaining things.
What are you talking about?
Anytime we talk about NFL halftime shows and all that, you have no interest. So, we all know.
Oh, Hakeem Nicks comes back next week.
All right. Here's the pregame concert.
Well, that ruins everything.
Hakeem Nicks?
I saw stuff all online yesterday about how he's back at practice.
It's the research I did.
So I assumed.
They're never good the first game back. They got to ease into it.
That's the point here. He's not going to. You're going to have a player that's been in the middle of that defense right there.
Go put, for entertainment purposes only, shekels on the Cowboys tonight.
Thank me
later.
Bet on the Cowboys. Go look at their record against the spread this year. You're losing
later.
A lot of units.
Thank me.
A lot
later.
Of units.
Okay. Tried to warn you.
I gave you a winner last night.
Yeah, you did.
You can follow me to
he'll ride that to the
Magic
the
plus two.
Gave me three winners.
And they win by what? 14 points? I think it was 114, 128.
I took the Celtics and the Magic in a little teasy thingy last night. That was fine. And the three-teamer for soccer, which I had no clue. That was good. But I'm telling you, I've done the research. Cowboys are going to win tonight.
No, they're not.
They are.
There's no way.
No, there's no way?
Maybe
way.
That was a bit far.
Maybe.
They're going to win tonight.
If you're going to Miami for the Super Bowl, the nights leading up to it, big-time concerts, DJ Khaled and DaBaby. DaBaby, the first night.
Who's that?
I don't know who DaBaby is. Maroon 5 is going to perform. Remember, they're a former halftime show. Now they're
Maroon 5.
Now they're delegated to like the day before.
I like Maroon 5. I know I like them.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's good.
We'll be performing leading up to the Super
Bowl. Let me guess. Sweet Child of Mine and I don't think November Rain is
Paradise City.
Paradise City.
They got a lot of good
I don't think November Rain is appropriate for the Super Bowl. But
what's November Rain about?
Oh, it's kind of a sad love story.
Late in life.
Yeah.
In November, the November of life.
November. You ever
really?
Saw that video? Yeah. Remember the pink flower that fades?
Music videos from the 80s.
Oh,
November Rain, was that 80s or 90s?
I'm going to guess
90s.
Hold on.
I think it was
90s. Hold on. I'll hit you with the actual. It was 1991. Look it up.
Yeah. I think that sounds right to me.
That sounds about right.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Chris, 1991, you're right.
Oh, wow, nailed it!
Oh, that's not what I have, according to Wikipedia, February 18th, 1992.
The album was issued in 91. The single became a hit in 92.
Okay, Craig Wright again!
So I'll go 91.
Woo! Right. Yeah. Got one. Nailed it.
Actually, I was the one that said 90s song, not 80s, but that's okay.
It's a long song. On the there's two versions of it. It's like kind of like The Doors. There's 8 minutes and 57 second version.
Yeah,
and then there's a 4 minutes and 43 official single version.
Carl in the Cape says, "Ask Pete if he likes better, DaBaby or Lil Baby." That's short for little.
I'd have to hear samples of their.
I don't know either
lyrics. I don't know. I have to hear samples of the music. I don't know. Hobbaman says, "Fat Axel." Who's that? Is that somebody?
Well, it's Axl Rose, but he's fat now.
Too much drinking.
See, he came down here and did a concert like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah. You went to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was at.
Was it Guns N' Roses? They weren't together, right?
Yes.
It was Guns N' Roses, but it wasn't Slash. It was the fill-in guitarist, whoever that was.
So it was Axl Rose and friends.
Called
Guns N'
Roses. Exactly. That's what it was. He was supposed to go on at like 9, didn't go on stage till like 11.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was inside. It was at Hertz. I think it was Tico Arena.
You hung around for 2 hours waiting for that nonsense?
Yeah, and like the opening act was Papa Roach, I think. They were really good.
Yeah.
I like Papa Roach.
Is Papa Roach a reference to, you know.
You could say marijuana.
Like a clip. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget Thursday Night Football coming up tonight. We got the Bears hosting the Cowboys 7:30, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Pete Shepard with yet another list/quiz. We don't know what it is, but we've got music for it. Coming up next, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Scheman and Shepherd, Guns N' Roses, November Rain. It's a great song. It's
beautiful.
It's a great song.
Video is stupid.
It's long.
Aren't most music videos
most
stupid?
Most music videos are stupid.
No, but this is like trying to be serious, and it's a relationship that ends, and it's a lot of rain and a lot of people running. Half
it's November
naked.
Rain, Pete.
November rain, yeah. And she's
is
running.
That lost in
a,
on you?
In a, I think she leaves him at the altar or something. Some bad breakup happening, and he's in a she's in a dress. And I remember the rose at the end. It's raining a little bit, and the pink, the dye, whatever they use, falls out of the rose, and it's a dying flower. And
yeah, well, clearly, it made an impression on you that you remember all these years
I
later.
Do.
That probably makes it a good video.
I think I probably liked it at the time. Now it's just tedious.
Well, one of those that doesn't stand the test.
No.
Few videos
like,
do.
Like
you,
Thriller
you
will always.
A teenager.
Thriller will always
but
stand the test.
That's the gold standard of music videos. Still to this day, that is the gold standard.
Fact.
I still like the first video ever. I still that's funny. Video
radio,
killer radio. No.
Yeah, whatever.
Video
it was.
Killer radio star.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. 239-337 ESPN is the number.
I'll give you a quote today. And
people are wanting a yeehaw for November Rain.
not going to get it. I know that's not country.
Who said this today? I don't hate anybody. As a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. Don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Settle down. Yeah, I'm
why
sure.
Why did you go Pelosi?
I'm just, I don't care. Who.
Why are we going Pelosi
because
on this show?
I'm just saying.
How did we go from
could,
November Rain to Nancy
could been,
Pelosi?
It could have been her or anybody else that said that word as a Catholic. I resent you. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of hate in Catholics sometimes. Go read the Bible.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think? Was November Rain? That's nothing. We had floods, you know, locusts.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
When somebody, I'm a Catholic, or I'm a Protestant, or I'm Jewish, or I'm this and that, and I don't use the word hate. Yes, you do!
And I could point out anyway. Some other non-Catholic things
oh,
she does,
please.
So I'll just leave it at that.
I'm with you. High five, buddy.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah. You had a list and or, was this a list or
I'm
quiz?
A Catholic. I don't hate anybody. That's
no,
me.
That's you. Pete Shepherd, bringing people together. All right, so do you have a list or a quiz?
This and is, both.
Okay, are they college football related?
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right. As soon as Chris gets off the phone, we'll get our theme music ready for the list.
Are we still talking Pelosi?
No, no, that was just a quote. No, we're not doing
should we
that.
Go to the phones first?
Yeah, go to the phones first.
All right. This is Northwestern or North Worcestern. wants to talk about Peabody.
No, it's Northwestern.
I know, but we want to talk about
I
Peabody.
I spelled it right.
I know.
Not
I was,
Peabody.
I was making a joke, a play on words.
Unless you're talking.
He wants to talk about Peabody, but Pete pronounces it
Peabody.
No,
Peabody.
It's called Peabody. Unless you're talking about Mr. Peabody from Sherman and Peabody, then that's Peabody.
Here's a Northwestern bird.
God, ignorance.
Are you there?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Go ahead.
How are you?
All right. I just want to verify it is Peabody because I went to school up Massachusetts at Deerfield.
Oh.
And it was Peabody from the word go.
Yep.
Is it by the harbor?
Not really. No.
Do you like clam chowder?
Is that all you got?
I just said I'd throw in a verification.
You're right. No. I'm talking to Craig, not you, Northwestern Bert.
Thank you, Bert.
You, Bert. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Go purple.
I didn't really feel we needed a caller expert because we had Pete to overcorrect.
So in my defense, Bert did say I wanted to talk about Peabody.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to further the conversation, not
right.
just
I'm not
confirm.
Is it
what we all knew?
Yeah. Is it so? It's a city, not
it's
by
a
the
town.
Harbor. Town by the a district, a borough,
inland.
Hate Top Gun. Hate is a strong word. That's why I used it. Hank Hill. Yeah, Bobby. Hate is a strong word. That's why I use it. Yeah. It's great.
New car smell. By the way, Eddie Murphy hosting Saturday Night Live December 21st.
Yes.
Oh, it's the 21st. I thought it was this weekend, December 8th.
Oh,
is it the 21st?
That's after a text
party.
No,
I'm going to... I don't think they're doing it the 21st. Usually they're off for the Christmas break at that point.
Saturday's the 7th.
No, but he said Saturday the 21st, which is...
And Craig just said Saturday the 8th.
Oh.
Because today's Thursday the 5th.
Yeah, 2 weeks
so
is our text
party. Tomorrow is going to be 5th, 6th.
Our text party is on the 21st.
5th, 6th, 7th.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Saturday.
Chris is right.
Let's go to the tape.
No, you know what? I concede, Chairman. We're good. We can move on. In the interest of time, I yield my time. All right, you've got a
PBD
list.
Is the home of the world famous gold banana. Yes, it is.
Wait a minute. Okay, now you've got my interest. What the hell is the golden banana?
It is a gentleman's establishment. It's actually a very classy.
Wait a minute. Why is it called the golden banana?
You can't use your imagination to figure out why it's not called the golden banana.
But if it's for dudes, I'm not going to a place that touts a golden banana.
You would be stunned by how many dates take place over there, that how many women used to frequent that. I only went there twice.
Wait a minute.
But
is it for chicks or is it for dudes? It's banana.
It was a huge place. Great drinks, by the way, if I remember.
Nobody's answered my question.
Great drinks?
They did.
What, they make soda really special?
Hold on. You know, like good prices. A lot of times those establishments, they'll charge you $20 for it. No, it was good.
I'm confused. If you were to walk into the establishment called the Golden Banana, are there dudes in banana hammocks
Greg,
dancing?
Let me tell you
are there
how
chicks
this
dancing
works. You've
on the stage?
You've never been into a striptease establishment, correct? Or a gentleman's club, correct?
Right.
Okay, let me tell you, there's many times in some of these places as many women as there are men.
Okay, are there man dancers or women dancers?
No, women dancers.
Why is it called the Golden Banana?
It's an old name. It was there forever.
Don't Google it.
It was there forever. But it's actually pretty, but you will find...
I'm
telling you is you'd find almost, at least when last time I was there, probably the last gentleman's club I was at, and it was... a sponsor or something like that at one of the shows I did. So they invited us in, and there was as many women there as there were men. I remember nice leather chairs that were sitting, all of us. It was like a VIP. No, but I mean, it was like a VIP section, kind of away from all the
crunch when you
No. But it was away from all the stages and everything else. They did not.
So you had to pay $20 a song to sit on the couch. Is that what you're saying?
We were comped.
How is the buffet?
I think the dances were only like...
You can't be comped by dancers. They work off of tip money.
Your boss has it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
Allegedly.
You chipped on your own, but we had a couple of freebies. You know.
Sadly, we're out of time again. This is another segment that's gone by, Chris. I don't know what Chris is going to put on the best of.
So the first was Chris tried to talk Cowboys Bears while Craig and Pete talked about actual bears.
Mad Duck in Naples goes, so Pete the Catholic sent the locusts and floods on the Bible. No, God did. Come on. Just have it tongue in cheek. Have some fun with me, man. I don't like it when anybody of any religion denomination starts saying that. They ever use the word hate.
Let's get religion into this
it doesn't matter what you
want.
I don't care if you're an agnostic.
We've had racism today.
Not on this show.
No, not on the show. We talked about it.
At some point, somebody, no matter who you are, what color you are, what religion you are, or whatever you're from, you hate something. It could be peas. It could be sugar cookies. It could be Craig. It could be Julia Roberts. What else is on you? Jeff Rice. It could be grape nut cereal. But at some point, at some point in your life, you say, "God, I hate that."
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. But don't throw religion at me.
All right, Chris, let's do a hard reset.
I got my stats.
We're going to come back.
I mean, at this point,
I got a great list.
The entire train is off the tracks. This has been the most.
Not my fault.
Not really mine either. I don't feel like it. Well, some of it.
World 96, did you see that? Did they have a buffet? I think...
I asked if there was a buffet for $9.99.
They didn't. But
prime rib carving station.
Golden banana.
There was another one, I know, a couple of them around the country, and the theme is legs and eggs. That's
breakfast?
Brunch. Yeah, Sunday. Brunch.
Still there when the sun comes up?
No, brunch. Sunday brunch, legs and eggs.
Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
while I'm at Mass, there are people having brunch.
Yes.
Well, they probably hit the Saturday service.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of putting a dollar in the that church and take it to the strip joint after. Put it in a G-string.
Stop it. Go to break.
Text your party December 21st. Text the word Lansdowne. Get your free invitation. Text back 239-337 ESPN.
Hang on, Tex-Mex.
No,
I am commenting on Julie Roberts. That's Craig. No. I love Julie Roberts. That's on Craig's hate list, not mine.
It's not
Tex-Mex.
A hate list. It's the list of hatred.
Is. He's crazy.
There's a difference.
I love Julie Roberts, Tex-Mex. It's Craig.
What is happening?
Please take a break. Chris, hit the button. I'm not even going to close it out. Hit the button.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Rumors spreading around. United takes his time. About to check out. The game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know.
Craig's pondering the yeehaw.
Stepping
I love ZZ Top. I'm just waiting for the for to kick in.
Thought it was sooner than this.
It's all right. It's good. Here we go. It's coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. On a Thursday, brought to you by the Golden Banana. I am desperately going to try and do a sports segment here. I think Chris would like it. Pete, let's try and do it. You have been harboring one or two good lists/quizzes for college football.
Yep.
So let's take a gander at it here, and let's fire up the Muse app.
Yeah, this is a list.
This is a list.
A list.
All right. We did this a couple of months ago. Let's see if you can remember. Here's a look at how things stand at the end of the regular season in college football. Okay?
Utah!
For several categories. Care to guess who leads the country in passing yards. And I don't understand why this guy's name is not talked about.
Washington State quarterback.
Washington State is who I was going to guess.
What's his name?
Washington State
the quarterback.
Quarterback
at Washington State.
His name is Anthony Gordon.
Anthony Gordon.
5,228 yards. Passing touchdowns. 5,228 yards. Passing touchdowns. Who leads the country?
Same guy.
What's his name?
The guy you just said.
I just said it.
Ralph Wilson.
I have short-term memory. I have CTE.
Let's go to the tape.
All right, I can't get it.
Anthony Gordon.
Hold on. I'm going to write that down in case that comes up in the next question.
I think I wrote this down. I think I have a sticky pad thing up
no,
there.
No, not with him.
No, that's...
You tell me. Somebody explain to me.
Yeah.
Anthony Gordon.
Yes.
6'3", 210 pounds. His completion percentage is 71.9, basically 72%.
Yeah, but he's dinking and dunking.
He's thrown for 5,000. You don't dink and dunk at 5,228 yards. He's 45 touchdowns and 16 interceptions.
That's a lot of
yards. He's using the old Texas Tech system. No quarterbacks come out of there.
6'3", 210. Why is this
Gardner
guy's name not being mentioned?
You.
No, he came from Washington State. But not Texas Tech.
Well, no, but it was the same offense.
Rushing yards with 1,946. Who leads it?
Hold on.
Anthony Gordon.
Levante Bellamy.
No.
Oh.
No, but he does lead because that's the list I wrote. I told you to put these. Well, that's what I put the list
on. It's our guys to keep an eye on around the draft.
That's right. Okay. Levante Bellamy from Western Michigan, the Broncos. He does lead the country in touchdowns with 23.
All right.
But rushing yards is Cuba Hubbard from Oklahoma State with none.
Cuba? How do you spell that?
C-H-U-B-A.
Isn't it? It's Chuba.
Is it Chuba?
Is Chuba Hubbard.
Peabody. Where's she from?
She's from Oklahoma State.
Oh.
Oklahoma.
All right.
1,946 yards.
What was the name of that Washington State quarterback? Anthony Gardner?
Anthony Gordon.
Gordon. It's behind you.
No, it's not. He's not on my list.
How can he not be on the list?
Because that's not a guy that we have to keep an eye on.
Not right now.
Receiving yards. With 1,473.
Omar Bayless.
Yeah, because he's on the list. From Arkansas.
Because he's on the list.
From Arkansas State. All right. Receiving touchdowns with 17.
Jameer Jefferson.
No. No.
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase, okay. LSU.
Hey!
Good job.
Sacks with 16 and a half.
Anthony Gordon.
No, this should be an easy one.
Chase.
Yes.
Chase Young.
The two from Ohio State.
Chase Young, Ohio State, 16 and a
half.
The
second best number two on that team.
Tackles with 173.
J.K. Dobbins, look it up.
No.
I don't know.
Evan Weaver from Cal-El.
That's pronounced California. Weaver.
From Cal-El?
No, from Cal.
Oh.
Interceptions, there's three players tied at 8. I don't have the answer.
Douglas Coleman III.
And now for my finishing act here.
Yes.
Find a question.
Is this a new list?
Okay. This isn't a list. Hang on. I'm going to find the answer first. Oh, okay. Here we go.
It's not a list. We can't use the list music.
It's kind of a list. Yes, it is. Yeah, we can.
Do we need to start over?
It's conference championship week, as you bozos know. So let's test your knowledge of the Power 5 conference title games. Can you name which team has won the most title games, specifically title games and not regular season championships, for each Power 5 conference?
SEC is Alabama.
SEC is Alabama with how many?
I'll say, they've been playing since 90. I'll say 8.
All right, that's correct.
Big Ten is Ohio State.
Yes, with how many do you think?
8.
Wrong.
No. Conference championship games. They just started the Big Ten. Yeah. I'm going to say 4.
4. I'm going 3.
Three?
Three is correct.
Because remember, one year they got jammed.
ACC is got to be.
I'm not getting the ACC yet. Next is Big 12.
Big 12?
Oklahoma.
Well, they just started, so it's Oklahoma.
How many?
All of them.
No. No, they've gone back and played a while. No, I'll say 6.
Greg, what do you say?
I'll say 5.
9.
Wow.
9. ACC.
That's almost all of them.
ACC. I'm going to say it's Florida State. And that they banked a lot before this little Clemson run
I'm still going to go Clemson. No, Chris might be good. All right, I'm going to say Clemson. Just keep the conversation going.
All right. If you thought it was Florida State, how many do you think they won?
4?
Wrong. It is Clemson. How many do you think they've won?
6.
5.
Man. Does Florida State have 4? Okay, that's fine.
And the Pac-12?
Washington.
How far back are we going? Pac-12.
Pac-12's fairly new. Conference championship
not
game.
Not Pac-10, so this is since Pac-12.
Pac-12, conference championship game. I'm going to say you...
I'm going to Oregon.
I said Washington, right?
Yes.
Yeah, both, Washington both with 3.
Really?
Stanford.
Really?
Stanford?
Stanford
with
3.
You know who their coach was?
Wow. With 3, yeah.
Harbaugh. Well, Harbaugh got started.
Yeah. Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Clemson, again, as you know, will have a chance to add to their totals this week, but not That's Alabama right. and Stanford.
That's All right.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. That was good. That was fun. All right. Coming up, more sports.
Whoa.
Breaking news. Sports. More NFL preview for tonight on the Bears and Cowboys. And Bill Belichick's kid, who's on his staff.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve Belichick.
Steven, yeah.
Chip off the old block. We'll have that when we come back.
It's worse, actually.
It's identical.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.